This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Welcome to Rough Draft, your daily dose of essential web writing advice. I am Damian Fonreth, your host, your muse, your digital recluse, and the chief content writer for Copyblogger Media. And thank you for sharing the next few minutes of your life with me. Now, I've said this countless times in the past, and I'll say it countless times in the future. Web writers are people on a mission. We are cramped for attention, bent on skimming rather than diving deep. We don't go to the web to window shop. We go there to drive 60 miles per hour and look at billboards. That is the unbreakable rule of the web. So what can you do as a web writer to not only catch our attention, but give us what we want in less time than it takes to finish reading the sentence? Easy. Just use, and drumroll please, the inverted pyramid. So the inverted pyramid is an age-old journalistic trick. The web writer's best friend, right? Some think it's worthless. Others call alter it for their own use. Yet anyone who writes online, including you, will find it is the most effective formula, or at least one of the most effective formulas in your arsenal. So let's talk about the inverted pyramid. Essentially, the inverted pyramid style means that you give the most important or interesting details first, and then continue to dribble less important information throughout the copy. The first sentence should answer the four most important questions about the subject of your content: the who, the what, the where, and the when. See, the who is who your page or your copy is about, be it a person, a resource, or a place. And the what is what happened to that person, business, or place. The where is the location, and of course, the when equals the date, the time. Here's a recent example from a CNN article. The first line says, "Wow, pulled back the wrong side throttle." These are the words of the captain of TransAsia Airways flight GE235, 8 seconds before the plane clipped a bridge and plunged into a Taiwanese river. Mere minutes after takeoff, killing 43 people on board. The latest report by Taiwan's Aviation Safety Council into the February crash confirms that the captain of the ATR-72-600 turboprop aircraft mistakenly switched off the plane's working engine after the other lost power. So, see how that works? You find out immediately all the essential details in the first paragraph. And it helps the reader scoop up what he wants to know in one quick sweep. He can then decide whether he wants to invest in continuing to read. So here's another example from an SB Nation article. On a Saturday morning in May 2015, a group of law enforcement agents, the FBI among them, knocked on the front door of the Montgomery Homestead Inn in Damascus, Virginia. The proprietor, a retired kindergarten teacher who lives across East Laurel Avenue from the inn, happened to be there at the time. She does not know for sure how many agents were on the inn's porch. She guesses 3 or 4, though her husband told her later another man was positioned at the back door. "There were just a lot of men out there," Susie Montgomery said. See how that works? You pretty much carve out the essential scene that you need to describe what is going on, what's behind this article. There's another reason the inverted pyramid is useful to you besides allowing the reader a quick glance at the essentials of a story or an article. The inverted pyramid can help your SEO copywriting endeavor in two ways. So one, the most important information is mentioned at the very start, thereby the readers understand the summary of your webpage. This is important, I'll explain in a minute. And two, your most important keywords, which will necessarily correlate with the most important information, get displayed at the top, thereby increasing the chances that the search engines take notice of your web page. See, optimizing your website for both search engines and people needn't be a trade-off. It's actually something that happens first. In fact, using the inverted pyramid method to write your post will naturally train you to give the reader what he wants. And when your reader is happy, the search engines are happy. As Wendy Purcell says, Google will only love you when everyone else loves you first. See, using the inverted pyramid method to write your posts will naturally train you to give the readers what she wants at first. And when your reader is happy, the search engines are happy. And how's that for a happy ending? Until next time, take care.